Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
Thank you. Just got back from a week of vacation.
Welcome back.
Thank you. We decided to go
kissing
to...
Kissing his ass, Shippy. Oh,
no, keep it up, Shippy. You're doing great. We decided to go to Port Aransas, the Texas coast.
Nice.
And the reason we went there is... Well, there's multiple reasons. But Skin and I grew up with a guy named Braun Doyle. Braun has been on our show before. Braun is... I actually met Braun in first grade, and he got into a fight with my best friend at the time, KB, and I kicked KB's butt to defend Braun, the new kid, because it was unfair for him to...
Whoa, Snake Ben.
Snake Ben. He was being unreasonable.
Yeah.
I think I went 4-2 in fights against my best friend, KB.
He was one of the reckless six-year-olds.
He was. And so when you beat up your best friend or start a fight with your best friend, depending on your ruling of the judging of that fight, and you stick up for a new kid, you basically have a friend for life. Mm. And that's what Braun is. So Braun has been a friend for many, many years.
Braun's has great ice cream.
They do. Yeah, that's different. Braum's. Yeah. Brahms, yeah, that's different.
Yeah, if you could go ahead and turn your mic off for the rest of the show, that'd be appreciated.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, Skin. Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
He's the paper towel guy, right?
No, that's Brawny.
Hey, if you wouldn't mind clocking out and going home, Kevin, that'd be cool, too.
Thank you so much, Skin, for saying what needed to be said.
Man, Braun is a very... That's why the Cowboys couldn't hire Don Meredith. Or not Don Meredith, who was it? Don Reeves.
What?
Because remember, he wouldn't punch a clock.
Jerry Jones to the back, and Dan Reeves.
Hey, we do need to say this. Braun is perhaps the most charming man of all time.
Yes.
Everybody
loves Braun. The ladies all loved him growing up. Guys all loved him because Braun had an entrepreneurial spirit even early on. He started a lawn mowing company when we were growing up. And so all the guys went to work for Braun's lawn mowing company, got to make a little money.
Yep.
And Braun was just, he was an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and he was a lot like Ferris Bueller in that whole scene where the secretary goes, oh, they all love him, the geeks, the dweebs, the jocks, everybody.
Yeah.
Braun just like effortlessly moved from social group to social group.
Yes. So Braun, he was a guy who loved playing the bongos and stuff. He traveled all over the world playing drums. He just followed the rhythm.
Nice. Studying percussion.
So he was studying percussion. And so he wasn't wildly successful, but he didn't care. Mm-hmm. Just kind of how he rolled. He just followed the rhythm wherever it took him.
He's a catch-a-vibe guy.
And at one point, he was riding a rickshaw at AT&T Stadium, giving people rides to their cars on a rickshaw. He owned a rickshaw. And then at one point, he upgraded that to a golf cart. And he had one golf cart, and he would give people rides. And then at some point, he ended up going to Port Aransas, which is the Texas coast near Corpus Christi Bay and Padre Island and that Mustang Island, that whole area. So Braun goes to Port Aransas with one golf cart and that same entrepreneurial spirit. And he's like, oh, you can rent out golf carts here on the beach. You can drive your cars on the beach. So golf carts are a big deal there. Mm-hmm. And so he decides, I'm going to go down there with my bike and a golf cart. So he would go rent out his golf cart. He'd ride over there with the bike on the golf cart. He'd drop off the cart and then ride his bike home. Mm. And he had one cart. And then he had two and then five and then 10 and then 20. And he grew up to 90 golf carts.
Wow.
He took over when he got there, he was like the 10th biggest golf cart company. He became the number one golf cart company in Port Aransas, Braun's Beach Carts.
The golf cart king of Port Aransas.
90 golf carts, and they're all about 14 grand a pop.
Whoa.
Okay. He then opens a kind of a snow cone business, which is also frozen drinks, margaritas, pina coladas, stuff like that on his site.
Genius.
Then it turns into a music venue. There's giant seating. There's bands would come and play, fire dancers. So then it's golf carts. It's drinks. It's live entertainment. Then it's beach chairs and umbrellas, all these different things. He grows it into a multi-million dollar business, probably $3 million business. All right. From one golf cart and some elbow grease and that entrepreneurial spirit. Well, if you remember this name, Braun Doyle, Braun's Beach Carts, being on our show, it's because last year, I believe it was August, Hurricane Harvey came through, and it destroyed that region. And basically, the entire island of Port Aransas was underwater for, I think, like 5 or 6 days, like 4 feet of water. The town was ruined, essentially.
Right. I remember when you went down there, y'all couldn't find a place to, or you couldn't land at the normal place. You had to just find a place to land.
So my brother flies a plane, Tony, and we decided, when the Doyle family, Jacinda Doyle was our brother and sister's age, and then Shanna Doyle was a year older than us. The Doyle family, Harold Doyle, Belinda Doyle, Harold Doyle owned the soccer center. This is a family that everyone loved in Richardson growing up. Everyone still loves. And so, yeah, Tony had a tie to the family, too. So we flew Tony's plane down there right after the hurricane and went down there to show Braun love and support. And so many of you got involved and donated money. We started a GoFundMe and things like that. It was awesome. Well, what's crazy is this hurricane comes through and destroys his business. The live performance place gutted. The drinks, the daiquiris, the pina coladas, frozen drinks, gutted, destroyed. 90 golf carts underwater for a week. I think those golf carts did. 90
probably
of them.
Not too good.
So Braun's like, okay, well, at least I have an insurance policy. He goes to insurance policy and guess what? There's a clause in the insurance policy that says you're covered no matter what, unless it's a named storm.
That should be illegal.
Agreed.
That should be illegal. That's a scam.
If the storm is bad enough for Delcus to name it Hurricane Harvey, then you're not covered because it's an act of God. We can't control a named hurricane.
That's the whole point of insurance.
Yeah.
Like if you're not gonna, don't take the money. They should have given the money back.
Yeah. So the guy has no coverage, loses a multi-million-dollar business.
Brutal.
Last August. And so we went there to give him love and support him and let him know we were thinking about him. And when I was there, Tony and I were there, it was this was right after the hurricane. I mean, there was no power on the island, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was like a limited amount of power. And so there's generators and there was a soup kitchen for the whole town. The whole island would just, everybody would come get their meals. Volunteers would go cook a bunch of meals. It was nuts, man. It was like, I don't know. It was like the end of days. Mm-hmm. It was very disturbing and very sad. But Braun insisted on, he never lost his spirit. He stayed strong. He's like, man, I'm going to rebuild. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to go get a loan. I'm not laying off one employee. I mean, everywhere on the island, laying off employees. He didn't lay off one employee. He has over 20 full-time employees, a bunch of part-time employees. He kept them working. When for months, no one's going there to rent carts.
Right.
But he wanted to make sure that everybody got to keep their jobs. And so he's going even deeper into the hole to take care of his employees. Well, they had a breakthrough and they figured out all these carts being rusted. One of the ways they saved them is they used vinegar. They took vinegar and put it on the rusted out areas. And the vinegar either ate off.
Whoa.
The vinegar ate off the rust.
I didn't know that could happen.
Yeah. And they got these carts back working. So they
did anybody film that?
They ended up saving 90. It's a rare niche. They ended up saving 90 carts. They saved all the carts.
Wow, that's incredible.
They rebuilt the live music venue. They got the frozen drink stand back up and running. And Braun, with his entrepreneurial spirit, rebuilt his business.
Wow, that's so great.
And so we decided, you know what? We're going to reinvest our money, our vacation budget in the Texas coastline. So we went up there, and it was awesome.
All right.
We had a great time.
Where'd you guys stay?
We stayed at a place called Cinnamon Shores. My brother's kind of a high roller, and so we kind of get to ride on his coattails when we travel like that.
Cinnamon Shores was the girl involved with the beach cart?
No, that was something.
Sounds like a landing place on Fortnite.
It does. It does. It does sound like that. And by the way, we were facing the difficult conundrum, do you bring Fortnite? So I have 3 kids that all play Fortnite, 12, 10, and 7.
Your daughter's playing?
A little bit.
Okay.
Is it a crisis? Oh, is it a crisis?
Was
Dang it?
It
is a crisis. The music's playing. It must be a crisis. Tony's has a son who plays who's 14.
Okay.
And so I was like, do we bring it? Do we not bring it? And I called Tony. I was like, should we take Fortnite? And my wife's like, hell no. We're going to get away from Fortnite.
What do you do at night?
My brother's like, my son's going expecting to play Fortnite the whole time.
Right.
Bring Fortnite. So we brought it. So we had 3 different Fortnites.
Oh, sweet.
3 different PlayStations going at all times. And so that we had to regulate it, but it helped us at times. It didn't help us at others. But I guess the whole idea of going to the beach for 7 days, I mean, I think we were there for 6-7 days.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot to do after the first day.
Yeah.
He's got this thing. It's this big old palapa is what they call it. It's a giant cabana that rolls out on the back of an 18-wheeler bed.
Okay.
And they just drop it off on the beach. And it's got like a kitchen in it, hardwood floors.
Wow.
It's got,
a palapa?
They call it a palapa. It's got like a straw grass roof. And there's a grill, trash can, coolers, music, lights. You can party on there all day, all night.
That's incredible.
And so that was fun. And that made it, and we played a lot of cornhole and stuff. But after that, you're like, what else?
Yeah, what do you got for me?
So,
and I imagine there's not a lot of businesses back open yet.
No, there's some of the restaurants are open, but most of the restaurants are open, but only like 50% of the condos are available.
Right.
And you could still see like whole buildings that were gutted and abandoned.
Right, right.
But it was awesome, man. And Braun is, even though there's only 50% rental capacity, his place is up year to year, month to month.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So it ended up being a great trip, but man, I'm telling you, I was so ready to get out of that car. It's 7 hours.
7 hour drive?
7 hour drive.
Okay. Yeah. I actually thought it was longer than that. But I mean, it's still brutal.
It's brutal.
Did you guys stop or did you power through?
Powered through.
Yeah.
Both ways. And
poop in a Gatorade cup.
Man, you have two choices when you go. You can go down 35 the whole way and go through Austin and San Antonio and all that. But you're going to hit some of that traffic. And I'm telling you, UT students driving back and forth to college are the worst. I mean, everyone's driving at about 90 miles an hour, and they're a couple feet between every car.
Wow.
No one has any idea how dangerous it is.
Right.
And there's just these pockets of Autobahn race cars driving to and from Austin.
And they're all playing Flip Cup.
And they're all playing Flip Cup the whole time, which makes it even harder. And I just get unnerved doing that. But if you go the other way, you're on a two-lane highway the whole way, and then if you have to pass a car, you have to go into oncoming traffic for a little bit to pass them. That always freaks my wife out.
Right.
So it's a tough decision on how to get there. But overall, it was a really good trip, man. It was a lot of fun.
That sounds spectacular, man. I'm so glad that Braun was able to turn that thing around.
Pretty incredible, right?
That is incredible. How long ago did that storm happen?
It was August, so it hasn't even been a full year.
Golly.
Yeah. And you remember somebody's like, oh, because I posted a kind of a little article or whatever I wrote about Braun on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody goes, wait, I remember that guy. You had him on the air right before the hurricane got there. Because we had him on the Friday, right? Or whenever it was, we're like, hey, you've got a warning. There's a hurricane coming. How bad is it? And he talked to us. And in the middle of our interview, he started talking to a guy in the back seat.
Yeah, and then asked if we wanted to talk to that guy.
We're like, Braun, focus on talking to us. We're on live radio right now.
That's very, very Braun, though. And there's, you guys have heard us talk about Tyrick a million times. Our buddy T-Mac that passed away, and he played for the Cowboys. He played for Florida State. He played for the Packers, but the first time Tyrick came back from Florida State after they had won the national championship, it was like he got out of a car and it was like the returning hero, and everyone just, you know, bowed down to our national champion friend. And me and Ben had this apartment in the Village, and it's late at night and you're doing what you do late at night. Everyone's drunk and maybe other things. And so I think we were playing quarters or something. And I remember Braun had this pencil and he was doing this elaborate Brazilian rhythm with this pencil on a beer can, and this went on for about 5 minutes, and everyone had completely zoned out, and then Braun finished and T-Mac goes, I like the way you play that can. You remember that?
Yes.
I mean, it was just, everyone was just so messed up. They had just zoned out as Braun did a beer can solo with a pencil. And everyone was just like, and then T-Mac just broke the silence.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's great. We've known Braun for a long, long time. Happy that he got back on his feet and survived the hurricane. So if you're looking for a place to vacation, I mean, we're running out of the summer now, but go to the Texas coastline, reinvest your money in Texas coastline. God knows those economies need it, and they've been through a lot. And if you go to Port Aransas, holler at our boy Braun at Braun's Beach Cars.
Absolutely. Hey, would you tweet out a link
or
some stuff? Go to at Ben Rogers, and you get all the information there. It's the Ben and Skin Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.